it's sort of an end of an era because it's going to be different now.
Bravo sits in the bar area during off hours. It's a large room, large enough for all the weddings, reunions, dance lessons, and gatherings it's hosted over the years. But Bravo says it's time to go smaller.
It's just too much overhead. Too much. Too much. The menu was too big. It worked for a long time, but the economy of Kodiak has changed a lot. So downsizing, I think, is best for us.
Bravo is from Los Angeles, and her husband is from Mexico. She says they opened the restaurant in 1980, and this is their second location in town. It has the bar area and then a separate dining space where they serve Mexican food with other options thrown in.
Steaks, wraps, salads. We sell a lot of burgers, a lot. Surprisingly enough, we sold a lot of burgers, but our burgers are good, so... You know, we just kept with that, and just whatever worked, we kept on the menu.
She says over her time running El Chicano, she's enjoyed getting to know the community and the people who walk through the restaurant's doors.
I love that part of my job, meeting everybody, talking to everybody, seeing their children grow up, you know, and still coming to El Chicano. I mean, it's just been, that's been phenomenal.
Bravo says the next location will be smaller with a condensed menu, and they'll call it El Cheese Bar and Grill. She says her daughter, Toni, will probably take over management.
I'll be there. My husband will be there every step of the way, getting it going, and then probably step back so we can retire.
Bravo says Kevin Arndt bought the building, and she declined to share where the restaurant's new location downtown might be until it's official. She says they may move sometime in December. I'm Kayla Darroche.